Welcome to The Sweet Spot. I'm your host, Corey Bradley. It has been way too long since I've been on the show, man. And I've been thinking about it. It's never left my heart, as you know. This is my passion. I love talking sports. And I love debating different topics and sharing my interest and my thoughts. As you know, everybody is always love giving their two cents, right? And now with podcasts and the way that it has really transpired and become a thing of its own in the last several years, everybody gets a chance to do that, you know. Whether there's people listening or not, you get that opportunity to express your thoughts over a wide base. And so this is my love. This is what I do. I got my guy Chris Liuzzi back on the show.
Sure.
As anytime we talk NFL, this is my guy. Like, I'm sorry. Like, this is what we do. This is me and him. This is our favorite sport. Like, to me, NFL is number one. NFL is number two. You know, I don't really watch any other sports for real. Like, I may dib and dabble, but I don't really get into, you know, any other sports like that. But NFL is king, man. But I know you, feel the same way.
Yes, sir.
And so,
amen.
Man, dude, we're approaching the free agency. We know this time of the year, as you mentioned, this is like the best time of the year. Aside from starting the actual season, this is a season of its own. And so, as we prepare for free agency to kick off here soon, what we decided to do was kind of come up with our own wish list for our personal teams. I'm a Steelers fan. He's a Colts fan. We're going to take you through our top five, his top five, my top five for our teams individually. And we'll go 5-1, kind of let you know what positions our teams are looking to address, some of our team needs, and then some of those personal favorites that we like of those who are available at this moment now, because anything happened, you know, agreements are flying in left and right. And so, but at this moment, as we talk, these are going to be some of the available free agents that we hope to have as a Steeler and as a Colt. And hopefully we don't have the same guys, man. So, I hope we don't have the same guys on this list for sure. And I don't think that we would, but it may be one for sure that I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
There may be one for sure that I'm looking at right now that we probably both have similar mindset for that particular athlete. But Chris, man, I'm going to pass it to you as you take it off with your number five, with your free agent wish list for the Colts.
Yeah, my number five, I'm going to, just to run through real quick, I'm going to cheat a little bit and say my honorable mention, because it would really be number one, would be re-signing some of our own guys. I won't get too deep into that, but one of those, Michael Pittman, we tagged him. That was, if there was anything we were going to do this offseason, that was at the top of my list.
Yeah.
But just to avoid, that's an easy answer, right? So don't want to do that. But number five, free agents available, I'm actually going to go Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm going to do that is this season, especially for us, we got to see a very, very, very good example of why you really want to have a solid backup quarterback, which we have with Minshew.
Yeah.
And that said, him playing, you know, as solid as he did, I feel like probably priced him out of our backup quarterback range.
That's a good thought.
And so that makes me think, okay, well, if we're not going to bring back Minshew, we need to have somebody else. Like, I love Richardson, but we still need to make sure that he can stay on the field. And so in that case, we need to have someone who can step in. And Tyrod Taylor was someone who has some experience with Steichen. It was kind of a weird one. If 2020 was the year that Taylor had the needle, whatever it was, the shot that went too far, and he was hurt, and then Herbert just never gave back the spot, right?
Yeah.
So kind of a funky one, but Steichen had to have liked him enough to still go with him day one. So that makes me think there's a potential like reunion that goes there, and I wouldn't hate it, and I think he would come fairly cheap. I thought he was solid for the Giants, but nothing that would break the bank by any means. So that's my number five, just a solid, good backup quarterback. What do you think?
Man, hey, that's the way you worded it in your logic of Minshew was good enough to where he may be above backup pay now, and you don't want to spend too much on the backup, but you can go get another reasonable player to back up Anthony Richardson. And man, me and my cousin Jeremy always talk about Tyrod Taylor for the longest. Like, he's always on the cusp of, okay, he's a backup, but man, there's quite a few teams in the league. It's like, man, I'd rather have him starting than who they have currently. You know what I'm saying? So
It's kind of similar as Minshew. He's a really solid backup. You probably don't want him starting a full season, but he's like
in a pinch,
a really dang good backup, right?
Yeah.
And unlike Minshew, who he Minshew about played himself into the playoffs, I think Taylor can be gotten a little bit cheaper. So
I agree.
That's my logic. But that's me. What about you? How would you kick off your top five list there, Corey?
Man, so we're going honorable mention, right? So, man, this is guy I had number five. Obviously, when you're doing the list, when you name an honorable mention, he just missed that list. So I had him on number five just like probably 3 hours ago until I changed it and put him honorable mention. But man, the Steelers have for years need to address the linebacker position, right? And it's not the outside guys. It's not Watt. It's not Highsmith. We got studs there. But it's the interior. And we actually did a good job addressing it last year with bringing in Elandon Roberts and bringing in Cole Holcomb and then Quan Alexander. Well, Holcomb went out with a knee injury. Quan Alexander gets hurt with Achilles injury. So we need linebacker play in the interior with two guys that we just brought in were hurt. So Patrick Queen is my honorable mention. If he is available, have him up top in the middle, possibly, that would be good. So staying along those lines at linebacker, number five, this player has really ascended over the last 2-3 years. I mean, he was a role player and, you know, a really good team behind probably the best linebacker duo there is. And now, after a year of full-time starting, he's back on the market with a chance to earn a lot of money. And I don't know if he'll be out of our price range. But number five, Azeez Al-Shaair from the Titans, man. Was wonderful with the Niners, did a wonderful job with the Titans. And I have him at number five just to plug in that guy in the middle who can stop the run. Not a great coverage guy, but that's why in the 3-4 you can have another guy out there who's better in coverage or going in different situations where you can put in the coverage linebacker. But my number five is Azeez Al-Shaair, man. That's who I have. We'll see where his market takes off.
And I think that's a good call. Like you said, with your guys' defense, it's not like you need a stud to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have so much talent on the defense already, just trying to plug holes that are there. And yeah, I think it's a good call. It's an underrated good. We've gotten to play him a couple times. being with the Titans, yeah, I like that. It's a good, it's not somebody I would have thought of, but I do think that is a good call.
Yeah.
So of course you always come on with the good pick score.
Hey man, I'm a GM at heart, baby. That's what I do. This is who I am. And that's who you are too, as you win.
Hey, it's fun.
You win the fantasy football league every year. So like, if you're not winning, you win the championship game. You win the dance. So, man, you a GM at heart. I know, but I would never do business with you if you just let you know. I would never trade with you. I'm like, and see, that's another thing too. Me and my cousin Jeremy, I was talking about, like, man, you can't trade with Chris because you feel like he's somehow winning that deal. He's winning that deal because he just finds a way of knowing when to let go of guys, when to pick up guys. It's like the Tampa Bay Rays, man. I was talking to my guy
Jeff
Burrows.
Give me too much credit.
Man, dude, I'm telling you, like, I was talking to my guy Jeff Burrows the other day, huge Rays fan, and I feel like that about Tampa Bay Rays. Like, they always make moves, and then this you never heard of this dude, but all of a sudden he's a star in the next 2-3 years. And they know when to get that, you know, get that guy and develop him. So, yeah. Man, don't do business with Chris Liuzzi. You're gonna come out on the losing end. But I'm just letting you know, if you do it, I tried to tell you. But man, who's your number four? Dude? Who's your number four on your list? Who do you have as a wish list member for the Colts?
So my number four. I'm also gonna go back to the. I mean, the rest of my picks are gonna be heavily going to the well on defense. I think there's clear needs for us that we're gonna need to hit, and I'm gonna kind of like you. Maybe an underrated guy that looks like he had a promising start and didn't really go the same the rest of the year or more recent years. But I'm going to go Jeremy Chinn, safety from the Carolina
Panthers.
Hold on, Tom,
he's a free agent?
Yes, sir. And so Jeremy Chinn was just about rookie of the year. He was very close. He was in the runner-up for rookie of the year. Defensive rookie of the year. And then it just hasn't clicked the same way ever since then. And so because of that, and I feel like this is something, you know, I told you off the call that, like, I'm trying to look at this in the eyes of what I could see our GM Chris Ballard doing. And those are the kinds of guys that Ballard likes to take darts at. He's still young.
Mm.
He would, I think he would be getting gotten for very cheap, especially with this safety market.
Mm.
I mean, the amount of safeties that just got released, he's definitely not going to be one of the top of the list first ones to come off the board, right? I mean, there's a plethora of safety talent available. And don't get me wrong, there I would love some of these other guys. I mean, you have Justin Simmons, or you have, if you want to go younger and take a shot, like a Xavier McKinney. But Jeremy Chinn's somebody I think you can be gotten for a really solid deal. And it might just be a 1 year, maybe 2 year. But he's young enough and he flashed enough his rookie season. Like, why not? I mean, we need the safety help. And I mean, at worst, he's gone after a year or two, and it's not a big investment, but at best, maybe we figure out what worked for him in that rookie season, and we can get him back going the way he was, because he was a great player to start. And so that's my number four, Jeremy Chinn. Whether it happens, I don't know. We'll see. But that would be my call at something I could reasonably see happening for us.
God, dude, I love Jeremy Chinn, man. Like, I love chess piece type guys that you can move in different. But see, that's the thing. When teams figure out, oh, you can do multiple things, but he never really gets great at one thing, and then I think that's where it went wrong. You're right. I think that's where it went wrong. I mean, he came into the league as a safety, right? And then they try to play him at linebacker some, and then Jiro Evero comes in, 3-4 defense, and things shift.
Yep.
I think that's where it shifted with a young guy who never really settles in to move into another spot. Now, if that guy did that in college, that's one thing, right? But I think that might be where his development kind of got lost. But I love Jeremy Chinn, dude. I love that pick. That's part of the reason why, I was like banking on that Panthers defense. Talking about fantasy football, I was banking on that Panthers defense, man, with Jeremy Chinn and Derrick Brown, some of those guys. And man, it just didn't happen with the offense the way it was, and banged up injuries to start. But I love that number four pick, dude. I didn't know he was a free agent. I promise you, I was about to put him
yes,
in
sir.
My
well,
list to move
shoot,
him
there's
up.
So
Hold
many
on.
safeties available. It's easy to miss someone like Chinn, right? We talked about it before, and the safety
That's
market
tough.
right now, if you haven't looked at the list of safeties available, it's insane. Like, if you're listening and just want to go, I mean, it's everyone. There's so many good safeties available right now. If your team's in need of a safety, there's no reason you don't pick one up right now. It's crazy.
And
Chinn
you
might be bottom of that list as far as money goes, but shoot, that's I think it's worth
hey,
taking a
I'll
shot.
take him. I'll take him in a heartbeat. If he calls me
Yes,
today,
sir.
hey, coach, hey, I'm coming to Pittsburgh. Let's go. Let's go. I'll see you tomorrow.
He's going to come to Indy first, but
Whatever.
we'll see. That's my number four, though. What about you,
Man,
Corey? What would be next on your list?
number four, this is a guy, man, I've liked for a long time. And, when I was at Auburn, man, I was blessed to meet this guy, John Hester. He has family ties to Virginia Tech, man. His uncle, Billy Height, coached the Virginia Tech running backs coach, man, at the time. And Kendall Fuller, man, Kendall Fuller is someone who the whole family tree, Corey Fuller, all those guys, Vincent Fuller, came through Virginia Tech. We need a corner. And Kendall Fuller, man, we released Patrick Peterson, right? Released Patrick Peterson. Levi Wallace is gone now. Who's going to be on the opposite side of Joey Porter Jr.? So I'm going with Kendall Fuller, man. So number four guy. I love to have him. Really good ball player, smart. I could see him in that black and gold all day, man.
Now, Kendall Fuller is probably, I would say he's one of the better, if you're going to go in free agency corners, he's definitely one of the better corners that could be grabbed. And so that's definitely a good pick. He's always been solid. Like, at worst, he's solid. He's always been really good. I know last year Washington wasn't great, but he was really good. Like, it wasn't a fault of Kendall Fuller. So definitely can't fault that pick. If I kind of stay on the cornerback lane, and with my number three, I'm going to keep that thing moving. It's actually someone that you might be a little bit familiar with, and I'm going to go Steven Nelson, Houston Texans last year,
Hey, I liked him a lot
and
too.
it, yep, and again, and he was he's maybe not the same guy that he was when he was in Pittsburgh, but he's one thing he has been is he's been very reliable. He's basically been an Iron Man, like a corner. Like, he's played an absurd amount of snaps the last 6 seasons. And if there's anything that we're needing right now in Indy is some reliability. Our defensive back room is so young, outside of Kenny Moore. Kenny Moore is our most experienced guy, and he's not even old. And so we just have a very young room, and he's somebody who I think could come in. He's 31. So, I mean, he's not super, up there yet. And I think he could be gotten for a pretty solid deal. And I would argue I might put him even higher if we let Kenny Moore walk. This is kind of the assumption that we bring Kenny Moore back. But Steven Nelson, man, I've always liked him. I liked him a lot when he was in Pittsburgh, and I think he's still been solid over in Houston. He can play outside. I don't know that I'd want him doing nickel as much now, being a little bit older, but I think Steven Nilsen really, I mean, you'll notice a trend with my picks is we need defensive back help very bad. And so safety, corner, that's where I'm going to be looking. You know, Jeremy Chinn at safety, Steven Nelson at corner. These are guys I think that could come in, they could immediately, you know, plug and play and be good to go, and they would help our defense out. So number three, Steven Nelson, former Steeler. So I thought you'd like that call. And yeah, we'll see if he's got some at least enough left to give another good year or two. That's what I'd be hoping for. But that's my number three.
Yeah, man. Number three, Steven Nelson. I like that too. Cause I mean, you know, he with the Chiefs and comes to Pittsburgh, and it's like, okay, what is this guy gonna bring? And he brought it. He was a good corner, man. I didn't like it when we let him go, and he didn't like it either. As he's recently come out and stated how he was kind of criticizing. See, I didn't read that article because I'm not giving that time of day, man. Like, I'm not giving a former employer who's displeased, you know, saying the time of the day reading that article, but. I didn't like it when we let him go either. There's corners that we've had, and I'm like, man, I liked him. Now, you know, I liked Arthur Millette, who goes to the Ravens. I like my band Cameron Sutton that goes to the Lions, and we just didn't have the money to pay him. And Steven Nelson was another guy. Like Akella Witherspoon, you know, really good corner from the 49ers, Seahawks, things with the Rams now, and just I know he's a free agent after being with the Rams, but man. Yeah, Steven Nelson, I like that. I like that. He's a really good corner. I think he's going to be hungry. And that would be a nice pickup if the Colts went that way, for sure. So, number three for me, man, someone you did mention, and we've talked about this position at depth as we kind of are leaning towards the same type of addressing the secondary needs. Justin Simmons, man. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what he was asked. He's been paid. If you want to come win a Super Bowl, come to Pittsburgh, baby, we got a chance to do it. Pair you with Minka. Think about it. And I know, man, well, you got Minka free safety. You got Justin Simmons free safety. Well, Justin Simmons can hang out and be in his play at center field. And Minka is that chess piece, right? Minka is that
guy.
Yeah, but I
say Minka is someone he can move for
you
sure.
Move, play him in a nickel, bring him out in the box. Like, dude, I feel like that could be, like, one of the best safety combinations since, like, Earl Thomas, Kim Chancellor type. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, there's two different styles that those guys brought. But number three, Justin Simmons. I did not expect it to go this way. I didn't expect this dude to come. I'm telling you, like you said, the safety market is insane. Guys are being released that you would never consider that would possibly be released. Like, if anything, they're traded. They're not being cut.
Yeah.
Denver's going to be garbage, and it's cool. Y'all can suck, Denver. I don't care. Denver can suck the way y'all did my boy Russell Wilson. And y'all, look, I don't know what Sean Payton got up his sleeve, but it ain't going to end well because you win that West already, and now you're getting worse and worse by letting go Simmons and Russell Wilson and your receiving corps average. And, like, Denver going to be garbage, man. And it's not – and my guy Russell's going to be cleared, and it's going to be like, Sean Payton, what were you thinking? We shouldn't have gave you the keys. Anyways – number three, Justin Simmons. Who's your number two? Who's your number? What? Before we go number two, what's your thoughts on that, man? Justin Simmons, man.
No, I think that's. I would not have thought Justin Simmons would have been released. I'm all for it. I mean, there's no reason why. I mean, every team should at least be in talks with him, right? Like maybe he is out of your price range, but there's no reason not to talk to him. I mean, he's such a good player. He's still a great player. Like, I don't care. I mean, I don't know that there's a team that wouldn't. Go nah, yeah, we're good. We don't need Simmons, right? Nah, he's and what stinks. He's gonna go to like some great contender. We're all gonna be like, come on, man, right? And that's what's gonna happen. And we're all gonna be upset. But nah, that's a great one, and I can't knock you for it. For my number two, to keep this rolling on the defensive train, and I'm gonna kind of go two here only because one of them is a repeat. My number two was also Kendall Fuller. Again. I can't fault you at all. I think he's, if you're going purely free agent market, he's arguably the best one out there. And he's got the track record. He's played, he's still relatively young. He's got a great track record. He comes in immediately, especially for us, fills up a position of need. And to go along with it, just because, again, we've already kind of talked about it, I'm going to add one of our own guys, and I'm going to say Grover Stewart.
Okay.
As kind of in the same lines. Like I said, I've been trying to avoid using my own players, but just to supplement this a little bit, Stewart and Buckner have been one of the more underrated duos. And of course, I do say this with obvious bias being a Colts fan, and I am aware of that. But I don't think They would get, I think, put it this way, if we were like Dallas or something like that, they would have a lot more shine as one of the better defensive tackle duos in the league. And I would really, really, really like to keep them together. I mean, everybody knows how good Buckner is, but Stewart's been a dog too, man. Stewart's really, really good. And so I really, that is up near that. Pittman was my top priority. Mm-hmm. But Stewart and Buckner kind of keeping that pair together is probably my number two. Kenny Moore right behind them. And so I'm going to say Kendall Fuller, but just because we talked about him, I'm going to throw on Grover Stewart just to give him some love. I hope we bring that big man back.
Man.
Fuller's good, man. There's going to be a lot of teams talking to him, though. That's the tough part, right?
I can see him in black and gold. I mean, I can just see it. Like, it just
see him in blue and white.
Nah, you can't. You can't. You can't, man. He looks like a Steeler. Like, you can't you see Fuller in the back of the black? I mean, I promise I can really envision this guy. And man,
I can picture any good defensive player in black and gold because you guys always have a good deal. Like, it just fits, man. Hey. Right? It just. That's your guys' MO.
Dude, we got to address that corner position. Like I said, we lost Sutton to free agency with the Lions, and then, you know, Patrick Peterson was I never liked Peterson. I liked Peterson, but I never liked it because it was a consolation. Like, man, we lost Sutton, but then Sutton's like your best corner, and then you go get Patrick Peterson. It's like, man, he's older. He's not as good. It's one of those names. Oh, man, y'all got Patrick Peterson? It's not the same Patrick Peterson. Like,
it's not the same guy.
He ain't the same guy. Like, he all right. He's solid. He a veteran. You know, he going to know
what you'd like him if you could have kept Sutton, right? Like, having that veteran in the room would have been nice,
But if we keep Sutton, we don't even need Peterson. So it was let's go get somebody. I never really liked Levi Wallace getting from the Bills. You know, it's not many Bama guys I like anyway. But anyway, but Levi Wallace, he a free agent. Don't bring him back. We need a corner. We need a corner. So I think that's something we're gonna if it's not Fuller, Xavier Howard, another guy possibly. I don't know what his price range is looking at, but I think that's something that we could target with the number 20 pick possibly in the first round too. But your number two, Kendall Fuller. I love it. I just hope he's in black and gold. My number two.
We'll see.
My number two in position. We talked about at length. Ed Depp. Steelers got to address that. In that middle of that 3-4 linebacker position, you got to have some thumpers. You got to have somebody that can lay the wood, shut down the run game. And who better than Bobby Wagner, man? Go get Bobby Wagner. I know he like 33, but that's cool. Look.
He's
still good. He ain't never been a great cover type guy anyway. Like, just put him in the run and look, sign him to 2 years, $10 million, whatever, because he's got plenty of money, got Pro Bowls, he got all pro awards. Bobby Wagner, number two. This is somebody I wanted. Remember, I think I wanted him last year. Remember when the Rams was cutting everybody and he went back to Seattle? And it's like, man, hold on. They got him for a year. I think it was like 1 year, $10 million. That's all it take. That's all it take to get my way. Like, really? You know, so Bobby, please, please, please. Ever since Ryan Shazier and the tragic incident happened with him, we've been trying to find somebody in that inside linebacker position to lay it and be that dog in the middle. Bobby Wagner. Ooh. We need
you. Yeah, I mean, I can't blame that pick, man. Wagner's been doing his thing forever.
You know, forever. Like, he is that dude, man. Ravens running the team, right? That's what the Ravens do. That's what they run the ball. That's all they do. So we got to have somebody in the middle to stop them. All they do is run the ball, except when they play the Chiefs and the AFC conference championship. But Ravens, you got the Browns, Chubb, Ford. That's what Stefanski does, run the ball. The Bengals don't run the ball, but you ain't worrying about them anyway because you gotta figure out a way to stop that passing attack. But two of the other three teams, so two of the three teams that you face, Ravens and Browns, you got to have that guy in the middle to stop, man. So Bobby Wagner's my number two, man. That's my guy.
I can't knock you for that. And Wagner, it's the other big part of that is just he's so reliable too. Yeah. Like, he's just – like, I know – I mean, time eventually catches up to everybody, but it hasn't caught him yet. He's still just – he's just a really, really good, solid – like, at worst, solid player. And I say, as a Colts fan, I hope y'all don't get – I don't want to go deal with that defense with Wagner chilling in there too, but, you know.
Come on, Bobby.
Nah.
Bobby.
I can't fault the number two, but I'm gonna go up for my number one, man. And I'm gonna this isn't a free agent, so I'm gonna cheat a little bit here.
Okay,
but
okay.
Somebody it's my number one top of the wish list outside of guys in our team, and it's not necessarily a Ballard type move, but I think it could be this year, and it would be expensive, and it would probably take a day two type of pick. But I want L'Jarius Sneed bad.
I know.
That is my number one thing. And the Chiefs have an interesting dilemma, right, with both Chris Jones and L'Jarius Sneed. Now they tagged Sneed, but kind of all the reports are the intentions trade. Are that they're letting him seek a trade. Yeah. It doesn't mean he still can't go to Kansas City. We'll see. If they sign Jones and L'Jarius Sneed, that's basically their offseason, right? And so just the cap that those two are going to demand. Mm-hmm. So logically, probably one of them goes. And I feel like it's probably Sneed just because they have McDuffie on the other side.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, I think this is one of the cases where we actually are set up really well to go get somebody like that. And this isn't exactly unexplored territory for Ballard. We did this for Buckner. We'll make moves if he knows that we are getting like a grade A type player. And I do think L'Jarius Sneed is that. Oh, we got it with Buckner, and I think L'Jarius Sneed is too. He's 27. Yes, he's going to probably get 20 plus million a year, but shoot, the cap just went up. We have a quarterback on a rookie deal. We have a team that like desperately needs cornerback. If you want to fix your cornerback issues like ASAP, that does it. Right, like you get a stud that can just lock down his side, and there you go, man. Like it'd be such a big move for our defense. And because of the contract pending, I think it could be done without giving up a first round pick. And so, I still think it would take a day two type pick, but I don't think he's going to demand a first, knowing that you're going to have to turn around and pay him.
Yeah.
So we keep our first round, send a day two, even it might be a second rounder, but shoot, even then. Go get a stud corner who's still young that we can kind of be our anchor out there for the secondary. And I would love that. And to kind of give it even some more evidence. So right now, and this is before the Pittman extension that is 1,000% going to happen, we only have 6 contracts on the Colts team right now that are over $10 million. Wow. We have so much cap space flexibility right now. Like, man, let's go get a stud. I don't care what he's worth. I hope, like, if I'm the GM, if I could say some words to Chris Ballard, send the day two pick, I don't care, and give him the bag. I want to bring Sneed. That would be such a big improvement for our defense. So that's the top of my wish list, man. Outside of like our own guys that I hope we take care of, like I want Sneed. Whatever it takes to get that done, L'Jarius Sneed in a Colts uniform would make me a very happy fella next year. So that's my number one, man, for sure.
Man, I'm with you. I'm with you. Like, I love L'Jarius Sneed too, man. I love to have him in Pittsburgh as well. And, you know, that's something you read the reports and it's like, man, this would be a team. This would be a guy to look for. And, man, like, everybody can't be available. Everybody can't be a realistic option. And so, we're not going to pay Sneed that kind of money. Not saying we wouldn't trade for him, but you're not going to be able to pay that kind of money. When you already got Joey Porter Jr., who they're hoping he's going to be that guy. He's going to be the Sneed for him, you know, in Pittsburgh. So I think that's where a guy like Kendall Fuller fits for us, or if you do draft a rookie that you can come plug in. And like I said, there's plenty of other good free agents, like Saban Howard and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, you kind of going as a wish list. It's like, hey, this is just kind of somebody off season. He's not a free agent, but he's going to be available because I think the Chiefs have basically made it known. You remember that Chris Jones set out against week one against the Lions, right? They lost. And then it's like, oh, man, they're Chris Jones. And then Chris Jones comes back. They get on the road. They win another Super Bowl. It's easy.
And look at the game-saving plays that Jones had, too. And this isn't to take anything away from it, but both of them were absolutely vital for them winning the Super Bowl last year. But that's like
go ahead.
A victim of success, right? They got to pay both guys, and that's tough. Yeah. It's and really tough to do with the other contracts they got.
Can't pay everybody, man. And like you said, McDuffie's on the other side. This dude is like a second-year pro. And it's like, man, McDuffie's already one of the best corners in the league. So you have that development that the Chiefs preside and that they have in the system, man. So now you develop a guy like McDuffie where, okay, now we can let Sneed go through trade and go. Yep. And they've done a great job anyway.
Just like you guys are doing with receivers over there in Pittsburgh, right?
Kansas man, we City's develop knuckleheads, though.
Defensive back going on.
Knuckleheads, man. I'm done. All right, so perfect. Thank you. That's perfect. That's all God right there. That's a perfect segue. You talk about receivers. We develop knuckleheads, though. We allow these garbage receivers with the, I'm talking about mentality, super talented, but garbage mentality, like George Pickens. Mm-hmm. Deontay Johnson, I got to throw him on there now because this dude was lazy. Oh, it's a fumble. I didn't see it. Man, get out. Get by. Bye. I'm done. I'm done with Deontay Johnson. I said they get 2 years with George Pickens. He just finished his second year, and we already had enough headaches in 2 years already. So this next year, you're going to see why they need to go ahead and move on from Pickens. They won't do it, but you'll see why Corey said they had 2 years, and that's it. Anyway, Pickens, Claypool said he was one of the top three receivers in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Garbage. Antonio Brown's a nutcase. Juju Smith-Schuster's a TikTok boy. These are all good receivers, but they all just trash in the head. So
Pittsburgh's good at finding them, man.
Finding them and needing them. Anyways. All right. So with that being said, my number one guy.
What's your number one, man? What
number
you got?
One guy is a receiver. This dude actually grew up 40 miles from Pittsburgh, Clarendon, Pennsylvania. Tyler Boyd, okay. Man. Give me Tyler Boyd, baby. Give me Tyler Boyd. That's my dude. Look, man, he went to Pittsburgh.
If I could say real quick, man, for anyone listening, Boyd is really one of Corey's guys. You have been a fan of Boyd for years. Oh, boy. So yeah, I'm not shocked at all. But anyway, continue. I think that's great.
Man. let me calm it down. Okay. Look, it makes too much sense, right? Johnson, nutcase, got a year left. He's probably going to be traded. He's a nutcase. You got Pickens, who knows. We cut Allen Robinson. Never liked that pickup anyway because I never thought he was that good anyway. I mean, he was more of a veteran presence. That's why we did it. But anyways, you need a receiver. Tyler Boyd would actually be a number one receiver on a handful of teams. There's a handful of teams in the league. Like, man, he's the best receiver on the team. Most teams, he's the number two. But in this unique situation that Cincinnati had with drafting Boyd and Higgins and Chase, and they nailed it, they had clearly the best trio of receivers in the league. He was a number three, and he was often forgotten, you know? So let me remind you, Tyler Boyd had like 72 catches in his first year with Joe Burrow in this Burrow's rookie season. Like, Boyd is that guy, man. So he would be our best receiver in Pittsburgh, that you most consistent, reliable. He's going to run his routes. He's not going to, man. Anyway, I'm not wasting my time. I'm done talking about Pickens and Johnson. Tyler Boyd makes too much sense on too many levels. He's from the area. The incentive to play in Cincinnati twice a year. He will be a focal point. 40 miles from Pittsburgh, he grew up when the Clarendon High School. Like, come on.
It's I hope no-brainer. It happens just for your sake, man.
It's a no-brainer, dude. He's already alluded to it weeks ago, like, you know, that he wouldn't mind it. I mean, seriously, like, he's the first. If Russell Wilson was if he's in the building, Tyler Boyd, you come with him. Look, I'm letting you know. And I can't give it. Okay, I can't give it too much. I got to leave some for the, what they call it, tease. I got to leave some for the tease. I can't talk about Russell too much, but. Tyler Boyd is my number one because we need a receiver. He's a Pennsylvania guy. It makes perfect sense, and there's no reason why Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin, somebody, the connection's already been made. Like, I'm hoping it's already done under the table. Like, man, we just got to wait to officially sign and announce it. So, Tyler Boyd, come. I will give you 3 years. I'll pay you $27 million. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Well, I'll throw you a party over here if you guys sign Boyd, man. I'll be super stoked for you.
Man,
I hope it happens.
Please. I want it. He is worth it. I mean, he would be the next fan favorite in Pittsburgh. He really would.
That'd be your first round pick in fantasy this year.
Ain't going that far. But it depends on who the quarterback is.
Yeah.
I gotta if you're gonna draft a receiver, you gotta like the quarterback. And right now I don't know what my quarterback situation is in Pittsburgh to like it. So
there's some rumors going around on that, but anyway, you know.
Hey, y'all had we're gonna have to tune in for our next episode here on that one, boy, because I got some things to talk about with the QB situation, because I don't know. I wish I knew. I wish I had a clue. I'm refreshing my phone every 30, 40 minutes, every chance I get. Okay, is Russell coming? Is it Fields? Are we sticking with Rudolph? Is Rudolph going to have a legitimate chance? Pickett, do you really believe in him, or are you just trying to save face because you don't want to say we missed it? I don't know, man. I don't know, my guy. But
the off season when you need a quarterback is brutal. I mean, I did it with Richardson where I was reading everything quarterback article that came out on that draft. So
my boy.
I understand, man.
My boy. So run through your five real quick as we conclude, man, and I'll do the same.
So my number five, Tyrod Taylor, again, backup quarterback. I got to see firsthand how important that is. And obviously, I mean, I can point back to this show. I had Anthony Richardson as my number one quarterback in the draft.
You did.
I am
you
higher
did.
On Richardson than just about anybody. And that was before we drafted him, just to be clear. I am a homer, but in this case, this is before I drafted him. Big Richardson fan. But we do need to make sure he stays on the field. And if he can't, I think Tyrod Taylor is a reasonable good backup who has been under Steichen before. I think it could happen. Number four, I got Jeremy Chinn, former rookie of the year contender, had a great rookie season, missed a bunch of games last year, hurt, could probably got for fairly cheap, and I think can maybe still get – he hasn't been the same player he was as a rookie year, but I still think he's a good player, and maybe we can get some of that flashback, and I think he can be gotten for cheap. I think it just makes sense, especially with the safety market. He goes under the radar. Hey, big fan. Number three, former Steeler, Steven Nelson. Just a veteran cornerback being brought to a room that desperately needs somebody like that. We have such a young room. I mean, we're starting two rookies and Kenny Moore this season. So just an incredibly young room. And I like who we have, don't get me wrong, but another veteran presence would be really big. And on that note, just to keep the train rolling, number two, Kendall Fuller. I think we both like Kendall Fuller here. I mean, who wouldn't like Kendall Fuller? He's just a really, really dang good corner. And you can't ever have enough of those, right?
Yep.
And then number one, my favorite corner, who I would want right now, Legarius Sneed. Please, Chris Ballard, go send a second round pick and give him his 20 whatever million a year. That's fine. Just make it happen.
Fine.
I hope Sneed.
Just go get
I hope Sneed's a Colt next year. So that's my top five, man. We'll see. But very clear emphasis, right? Defensive backs.
Yeah.
That is a massive need for us. We have a big hole there. And yeah, so thankfully there's a couple guys available who I think can slot in pretty well. So it sounds like it might be a pretty good time to need a defensive back.
Man.
But who was yours again, man? Who was your top five?
Man, so we both hit defensively pretty hard there.
Yep.
Between the two, I think I had the only offensive player, Tyler Boyd.
I had
one.
Taylor.
You're right. You had Taylor number five. Yeah, Taylor number five at Boyd number one. So we both had one offensive player. The rest was filled with defense, and it shows where our mindset is and what we value and what's needed
and who's available, right? And
that's true. Man, so number five at Azeez Ohshaya, linebacker, former Niner, 1 year starting with the Titans, really good player. Cornerback Kendall Fuller, nothing else to be said there. You've said it all. Number three, free safety Justin Simmons. Pair him with Minkah Fitzpatrick. Oh my gosh,
that'd be a nightmare.
Oh man,
nightmare.
Number two, and so my number two is Bobby Wagner, but my original number two, I didn't mention this. My original number two was another linebacker, but he went off the market just the other day, and I'm like, already? Come on, I would love to have this guy, and you would be surprised that he's this high on my list because he just kind of flies under the radar from team to team, but he's just that valuable in his game. Drew Tranquill, man. I had him number two on my list.
Oh, yeah, Tranquill.
Like,
yep.
Tranquill's a good guy, man, for the Chargers. Signs with the Chiefs, wins the Super Bowl. They did a 3-year deal. That's like, come on.
He's back to the Chiefs, right?
He's back to the Chiefs. Like, I had to take him off my list. He was my original number two ahead of Bobby Wagner, but I didn't get a chance to talk about him because the Chiefs were stupid and signed him. Anyways, but they can't sign everybody.
Darn,
so
I guess
we
they can't afford Sneed. What a shame.
Man. So number two is Bobby Wagner, bringing that thump in the middle of our defense. We need it. We need it. We need it. And number one was Tyler Boyd. We need a receiver, Tyler Boyd, from Pitt. Man, please, just go get him. He wants it.
One
I know
of your
he
favorite
does.
Players every year.
I mean, seriously, this is my guy. I've been waiting for him to break out, but it's like, okay, he was Burrow's guy, but then these guys like Chase and Higgins come along, and all of a sudden he's just good on third down. But you know what? In Pittsburgh, he's the number one receiver because that's how good he is. He's not going to quit and walk off. And let's not go back there. So, number one, Tyler Boyd, please come to Pittsburgh. He gets a chance to go back home. Family can watch him. 40 minutes. Think about that. Think about that to grow up 40 minutes away from a professional team, from your team that your employer, and you went to school in Pittsburgh. Your family can drive. I'm sure you got family still there. Literally, think about it. They can drive 40 minutes to come watch you play every home game. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that just makes too much sense. So, number one, Tyler Boyd, let's go. Pittsburgh, go get him. Go get all these guys. You know, they can all fit. Well, maybe not Wagner and Alshire. But go get Wagner or Alshire, and the rest of these guys can come on and come win the Super Bowl. Because we do. We do for one, baby. We do. Chris, man, appreciate you, my guy, as we kick off this free agency episode, this whole man, this spectacle is like the best. Like, it just, you never know what's going to happen. There's rumors. Yep. You can't believe any of it because you don't know. Everybody thinks they know. So everybody think this makes sense and they got a perfect idea.
It's just like the draft, right?
It's just nobody like the draft. It's all. It's, man, nobody really knows. And that's the beauty of it. So until pen is placed to paper and these agreements are finalized, we really just talk until we know for certain. Chris, appreciate you, my dude. We'll do it again. We got part two coming up. Free agency, let's go. My boy, Chris, let's do it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, looking forward to it, man. Catch you next time.
And as I always say, there's nothing better than being in the sweet spot.